This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
We're going to chat with Fiona Newton.
Are we?
Now, Fiona Newton.
How do you know that?
Fiona, because it's on the program.
Oh, right.
Fiona Newton is very well known in our community as one of the chicks talking footy.
Notorious, one might say.
We love Fiona. Now, Fiona's actually got a bit of a campaign happening at the moment. And she's on the phone to talk to us all about it. Good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Very, very well. And how are you, more importantly?
Very well. Looking forward to a break over the Christmas, New Year period, but good.
Excellent. And are you getting ready for the footy season?
Well, yeah, it's still 88 days away.
88 days. Listen to you.
Well, that's the men's season. The women's season's actually launching in early Feb, so a bit closer.
Hey, now, before we talk about Hillsong stuff, I have heard a little rumour that there is a particular footballer that is retiring that may be coming out.
Oh.
Is that true?
I know there's a footballer that's retiring, and I know about that rumour, but it's still a rumour at the moment, so I'm not sure. But yes, Alex Rance is retiring from Richmond at the age of 30, which a lot of people are quite devastated about, actually. But who knows if he'll come out or not.
Well, what I can say to you is that members of my family are devastated that he's retiring. And even, you know, Ian's mum, who's in hospital, knows all about this and is very concerned about what this means to the capability of the club, of course, and the team.
Well, they won a premiership without him, so...
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I didn't know that little bit of detail. Now, Fiona, talk to us about Hillsong. What's going on?
So, at the beginning of... I think it was Sunday night, I became aware that Hillsong had announced a national school tour, and they were wanting to really bring this school tour out into the public schools. So they have been in a few public schools in Queensland in particular, but predominantly they've done these school tours in religious or Christian schools. But they wanted to really bring their message out into public, you know, public schools in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and Northern Territory, which I saw online and through Twitter and social media that a lot of people were up in arms about this and really angry. And I was too, because I did grow up in Pentecostal churches, and I know that they've got a very strong recruitment focus.
Including Brian Houston's father, but not necessarily to preach.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's still an unresolved issue. Brian Houston's father was a prolific, you know, child sex abuser.
Yep.
And Brian hasn't really, I think, done the right steps towards healing in the church for that. So that, to me, is one thing that says that they're not really an organisation that can be trusted yet.
But let's go back. What do they actually want to do with this tour? I mean, what are they proposing to do, and why is it an issue?
So what they generally do is run some kind of concert or outdoor festival. They make it really fun. They might feed them lunch, and but really the objective is to get these kids to believe in Jesus and get them to their church. So, and their website actually got taken down 2 days after I started my petition, which now has 22,000 signatures in less than a week, as of this morning, which to me is a huge backlash. But 2 days after I started that petition, we had 10,000 signatures, and they pulled their website down for the school's tour on Wednesday afternoon. So I saw that as a bit of a win.
So you think that's a direct result of your action?
Yeah, 100%.
Good on you.
Yeah, so we downloaded everything and screenshotted everything before then, so it's still very much available. But it was very blatant. It was very, we're bringing the message of Jesus to vulnerable kids, basically, was their, you know, into the darkness is their words and that kind of thing. So I just think that's really inappropriate in public schools where we are supposed to, I mean, personally, I want to feel confident that I'm sending my kids.
Well, public schools are meant to be secular, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, they all are. And I want to feel confident that my son's not going to school and going to be indoctrinated into a religion. I also think Hillsong has a very strong anti-LGBTI message. So, you know, they've performed gay conversion therapy in their church. They've sacked staff members because they're gay. They encourage their congregation to vote no during the plebiscite. They are an anti-LGBTI church, and I also don't want my son going to school and hearing that message either, so being in a rainbow family. So I felt unsafe by this thought, and I thought, I've got to do something, and I thought, I'll just try and get this to 2,000 signatures.
So, Fiona, I don't disagree with anything that you've said, but I want to challenge that a little bit. How different is that from, say, the Catholic Church running religious education sessions in schools, or say any other monotheistic religious group who come into schools and run religious...
But hang on, Tess, there's a difference. This is in public schools.
No, I'm talking about public schools, Macca.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
I'm talking about public schools.
As opposed
schools.
To church schools.
Yeah, I'm talking about public schools. So how is this different?
I don't think that religion has a role at all.
Well, except that faith-based organisations are able to deliver religious education sessions from schools, but it can't be during class time or in lieu of class time. So how is this different? That's my question.
Well, I don't think it is. I just think that they're the ones that happened to announce that this was their agenda. So we stood up against this particular thing. But I'm the same. I think I don't want religion taught in schools in a way that about prophesizing, whether it's Catholic, Scientology, Jehovah's Witnesses, anyone, Salvation Army. I don't want them prophesizing to kids. I think kids are vulnerable at that age, and even if you can say, oh, it's an opt-in situation, well, I don't want my kid's best friend also potentially being indoctrinated and then persuading my child. I just want it free from the school system. I don't care what brand it is. It's just that they're the particular group at this stage.
And Fiona, let me challenge that. Let me challenge that again a little bit. Again, I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just trying to sort of unpack issues, really. You might have a family who is faith-based. They send their children to a secular state public school. All is going well. The school arranges for religious instruction to be provided according to the faith of that individual kid, and it's an opt-in situation. How is that an issue for anybody?
For me, that's take your kid to church on the weekends or outside of... You've got the choice to do that at any time. There's meetings and masses, you know, available outside of school hours. I think that's the appropriate place to do it.
How many signatures has it got, Fiona?
As of this morning when I looked...
Oh, sorry, Tash just asked you that. I was getting a bit of cake.
So, Fiona, just so that you know, Macca has extraordinarily greedily gone out of the studio, got himself a big wedge of a rainbow cake, and he's not sharing any with the rest of us. I mean, what are we, chopped liver or something, Macca?
It's not very inclusive.
If you like. No, it is inclusive. There's plenty more there.
So, sorry, Fiona. So, Fiona, if any of our listeners wish to find out more about this or find out more about the action that you're taking and leading at the moment, what can they do?
Well, there's a couple of steps from here. So one is we set up a Facebook page called Keep Hillsong Out of Schools. I saw on Saturday Mag's Facebook page you posted the petition.
Yeah.
So you can obviously sign and share that. what I'm also wanting to encourage people to do is the next step is, you know, if there are parents that feel the same, and obviously there are a lot, is to actually personally speak to your principal when school's back. And I just mentioned I would be against this school tour coming through our school. And then we can also contact, and what I intend to do is contact the state education minister and the federal education ministers to let them know that there's been such a big backlash against something like this happening.
Great, good on you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Fiona. So our listeners can go straight to your Facebook page, which is called, say it again.
Keep Hillsong Out of Schools.
Keep Hillsong Out of Schools. You can also contact your local Member of Parliament, including the Minister, State and Federal Ministers for Education. Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thank you.
Best wishes for the season and the new year to you.
88 days to go.
Keep up the great work. And we look forward to seeing you in the studio again next year.
Wonderful. Thanks everyone, and have a great Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Fiona. Bye-bye. That was Fiona from Fiona Newton from Chicks Talking Footy, who's running a campaign to keep Hillsong out of schools.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.